Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Under God's Authority is an inspiring book. I hope you read it. It's at our website, lc.org. And we have Kim Davis with us today. We're going to be talking about this story of transformation and encouragement. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And Kim, your mother was a deputy clerk, which means an employee hired by an elected clerk for, 18 years? And then she ran for that position and was elected for 37 more years, a total of 55 years as someone working in and for 37 years heading up the Rowan County Clerk's Office in Kentucky.
That is correct. My mother was just a beautiful, beautiful person. And she loved this job. This job, she started when she was a senior in high school.
Wow.
And
you started right out of school too, did you not? Or pretty close?
I was about 21, 22 when I started, yeah.
And so you were hired as a deputy clerk by the clerk who was your mom.
What a legacy.
Well, actually, me being here was kind of like a fluke because, you know, I had a nursing license. And in 1988, I had had a premature birth of a son. And when I had been working as a nurse, I had been up in the OB department of my clinic. And I really just had trouble wanting to go back to that same type of work, because it just brought so many hurts back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was in the midst of grieving and my mother saw that. And because I wasn't working, I was just kind of just grieving myself literally, you know, to death. And she asked me one day, she said, Kim, she said, I need some help up at the office. She said, getting some filing caught up and, you know, stuff like that. She said, do you think you can stop up and maybe come up and help me? And I said, well, yeah, you know, I can help you for a little bit, but, you know, I'm not going to do this for a long time because I never wanted to work in the clerk's office. I mean, that was not my thing.
It was not your thing. That was your mom's.
Yeah, it was not my thing. It was hers.
But you end up being a deputy clerk for how many years?
For 27.
27 years.
Now.
And your mom, 37 years in that position.
Yes.
As the elected official, one of the longest running offices in Kentucky as an elected official. But then something happened right around the 2014 timeframe that ultimately changed where your mom decided not to run again, and then you ran. Tell us about that.
Well, she and I had always talked, and it was my dream to retire with my mother. When she retired, that I would have enough years to retire with her.
You're going to go out to the pasture and just love life and
yes,
be carefree.
Yes, uh-huh. That was exactly my plan. But, you know, when
God had
when
another
you live
plan.
For the Lord, he had another direction. You know, and I actually consulted with the Lord and argued with him quite a bit about this. And, you know, I told him, I said, Lord, I said, if you'll just let me walk away from this, I said, I will go knock on doors. I'll witness. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But just let me retire with my mom and let me do this. And no going, you know, he sent preachers to preach and evangelists to preach about Christians taking back their community and being an active role in our community, in our government. And I thought, okay, Lord, you know, I'm seeing what you're doing. But I still argued because I really just, you know, I wanted to retire. My flesh wanted to retire. But that wasn't going to happen. And, you know, God just worked everything out wonderfully. I got elected, and I am right where he wanted me to be.
Well, and to get, before you even get to the point where you got elected, your mother injured her back.
Yeah, I was working about 60 hours a week doing her job, my job.
And your job.
Yes.
And then your mom said, hey, have you ever thought about running for office? You had never thought about that.
No, I mean, that was so far off my radar.
Yeah, and then so you prayed and went to your pastor, and he encouraged you.
He did. I couldn't believe he did that. He did, though.
If he only knew.
Yeah.
And so you ran in 2014, and you ended up winning, and you became the next Rowan County clerk, and took office at the, end of 2014, beginning of January 2015.
And the rest is history.
And that's the year that all of this came about. And in fact, you were put there just for that right moment in time.
Such a time as
this.
You
literally took office and began in 2015, 6 months before this opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court. 6 months over a period of your mother working for 55 years, 37 years in that position as the elected clerk, and you then take that seat 6 months, really, essentially, and before all this happened.
Yeah, it was, and my mother and I had talked about this. She had said, you know, at her age that she would have not had the strength to stand and fight. She would have probably just retired, even though she did not agree with it. And she said, Kim, she said, I believe that you were there just for that purpose. She said, because in my younger days, she said, I would have done exactly what you did. Exactly.
And
what
that you shared that story with me. That's in the book, Under God's Authority.
Yeah.
The Kim Davis story. We could not put all of that in press releases, so none of that was in the media.
Right.
We didn't have an opportunity to put that out, but it's in the book now, Under God's Authority. The timing is amazing. We use the phrase from the book of Esther, for such a time as this. You can't get any more specific than for such a time as this, that you were put in this position, wanting to go out in the rest of your life, carefree, retirement, and yet God puts you right in the vortex of one of the most contentious, cultural, significant battles of our time that literally reverberates around the entire world.
Yes, a firestorm.
Right, and 4.5 years before all this, not to your knowledge, God prepared you, because that's when you were dramatically changed with your encounter with Jesus Christ. So 4.5 years before, God changed your heart. And then the moments changed where you became the elected clerk and you were in that position. And because of your relationship with Jesus, not wanting to be unfaithful to him and the word of God, you stood against incredible winds of opposition. And that encouraged people like the activist mommy and literally millions of other people around the country and tens of millions and tens of millions around the world.
You know, I love what Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin said. When history called upon Kim, she was both ready and willing to respond. Will the same be said of you?
Yeah, and that really, I think, is the inspiring story. Under God's Authority, that phrase came from your comment that literally is the headline of the front page above the fold of the USA Today newspaper. Those are your words.
Powerful way to get the gospel out.
Listen, I used to pray every morning for God's grace to cover me, wash over me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And had it not been for that, the prayers of all the people, there's no way I could have withstood the immense pressure that was laid upon me. God provides.
That's so true. I am amazed, because you had so much from every, there was a video game made about Kim Davis. And that video game, the player scored more points the more you hurt Kim Davis.
It's awful.
There were death threats to us. There were death threats to Kim Davis. There were death threats to your husband, Joe.
They would come and beat at her door.
There were all kinds of things that happened. And yet, it was unbelievable. Because of your relationship with Jesus, you weren't faced by any of that. Our guest is Kim Davis, and it's the brand new book, Under God's Authority, with the subtitle, The Kim Davis Story. It's really God's story played out through Kim Davis through all this issue that happened on the world stage of marriage. The book will inspire you. It will encourage you. It will give you insights that you have never seen or read about what was going on behind the scenes. Amazing different transformation and amazing different moments that God used an unlikely candidate. And if he can use Kim Davis in this situation, he can use you, he can use all of us. So I encourage you to get it. Literally, I think when you begin reading it, you're not going to be able to put it down. The book is called Under God's Authority. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, or call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, or lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.